Good people, how you doing? How you doing? Welcome, everybody. I want to start by telling the good faithful listeners what happened to the Liverpool versus Crystal Palace episode. Recording it, everything was done, everything was ready to go, but for some reason, my software decided to crash right at the moment when I uploaded it, and needless to say, there was no podcast. My bad, people. That's on me. It was a hectic week, and we are just getting back together, but I got good news for y'all. You get what I'm saying? Yes, I didn't come with the pod because of technical difficulties, but I didn't come empty-handed. Welcome to Chima Chats Foot. This is Chima, your host, and let's talk about Liverpool. Liverpool FC have signed Luis Diaz from Porto, the Colombian winger. For right around, I don't know, let's say £32 million with another like £12 million in add-ons. So maybe around like 40 million, a little over 40 million euros. Very, very smart deal. This is Julian Ward's first deal, the new Michael Edwards transfer guy for Liverpool. And a quick note on Michael Edwards. I don't know if a lot of you are familiar with him. The Liverpool fans are, but maybe the other listeners might not be. This man he was the transfer guru. You know what I mean? Like Virgil van Dijk, 75 million. It looked like such a crazy amount. Now imagine being able to be worth 75 million. You have somebody like Harry Maguire. He's nowhere near worth 80 million. Lukaku, he's nowhere near worth 100. But let's take someone like Mo Salah, 40 million for one of the greatest goal scorers that the Premier League has ever seen. You know, Andy Robertson, 8 million from Hull City, relegated. So he's able to turn these players who are good into world class. And Liverpool, we don't have unlimited money. We can't have 5, 40 million and 50 million pound flops like Chelsea. Like I always say, Chelsea has four players that cost 40 to 60 million apiece, and they might get a tune out of one of them. And then they just sit the rest on the bench because they can afford to do that. We have to be smart. And I want to big up our squad of people who do transfers. The technical directors are incredible. Liverpool sent a team down to get Luis Diaz's medical done. He's currently on international duty with Colombia. And it's interesting because his name had been kind of kicked about a little bit, rumored, but, you know, nothing major. But apparently he was number one on Jurgen Klopp's list for the summer. And our good friends at Tottenham Hotspur were also interested. And the story is, with them being interested, Liverpool just decided to go ahead and pull the trigger. And the player was like, yeah, absolutely, I'm down with that. So that shows the pulling power not only of Liverpool, but of Jurgen Klopp. You know, at the end of the day, the only other manager in the Premier League who I believe can say come and you might consider it over Jurgen Klopp is Pep Guardiola, and that's because he can triple your wages, right? As far as a man manager, as far as a tactician, as far as a spokesman for the club, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, Jurgen Klopp is way more than just a person who sets out 11 players on the pitch. Not every coach is a manager. Not every manager is a coach. I'll just leave that there and you can kind of sift through that. But great signing. The medical should be done in the next few days. And it's always good to get one over Tottenham. United were also interested. They failed. We look at Arsenal failing in signing anyone. Vlahovic. He decided to go to Juventus from Fiorentina, the striker, Vlahovic, and why wouldn't he? Adama Traore basically let Spurs know that he's going to go ahead and run on down to Barcelona, you know, so that was always good to see Tottenham in the mud. United also wanted Diaz, but their pulling power is waning tremendously. It's been a car crash at United, and it has been for the past 7-8 years. It's probably going to continue to be in some way, so we love to see that. But very excited. His direct competition in the squad is Mane. And that's interesting because, as you all know, Mane hasn't had a great year. He still has about 10 out of 11 goals, though, for being honest. So it's not as if he's not scoring any goals, but Sadio Mane just set the bar so high for his performance. He set the bar so high. And when you come down from that, even a little bit, people will start to notice. I want to give a quick shout out to Allison last game. These are all of the things that are coming back to me that I planned on speaking about in the last episode. Allison Becker, amazing, incredible goalkeeper. He was just superb against Palace, who have a really, really good team. Olise is a good player. Eze is a great player. Jeff Schlupp, I've always said, is a good player too. And they didn't even have Zaha. You know, Palace are a serious outfit. They definitely pushed us in that last game. But, you know, that's Liverpool. You know, speaking of another £40 million forward, Diogo Jota's goal-to-game ratio at Liverpool basically boils down to a goal every other game, which is insane if you know anything about football. So I'm excited about this Luis Diaz transfer. There's even some rumors that maybe he could be deployed centrally as a type of false nine. And I'm all about it. You know, Jurgen likes players with variety. I'm all about players who can fit into several different roles. I think that Firmino is definitely to the point of his career where he's contributed so much. He needs to be a rotational player, a player that we can bring on in 70 minutes to, you know, press the defense or just calm things down. I would love to see a more dynamic presence down the middle. I think Jota's best off the left. You know, I don't think that he can definitely play there, and he scored goals there, and he's great. But having that number nine or even a false nine there would really, I think that'd be really exciting, if I'm being honest. Just the pace. You know, Jurgen watched him firsthand when it seems like we destroy Porto in the Champions League every 2 years. Jurgen Klopp saw him firsthand, and he's saying, hey, I like this guy. I think that this guy is sharp, he's quick, he's direct, he's Colombian flair. I like that. Turns out, I'll give you guys a little bit of history. He's going to be the first Colombian to sign for Liverpool, which is amazing. I didn't know that was a fact, but he's going to be the first one. And this is just awesome for Liverpool because, you know, everybody said that we were going to struggle during AFCON. And yeah, we almost did, African Cup of Nations. And we almost did. But we're pulling out wins. Fabinho stepped up with 3-4 goals in that period. Who would have saw that coming? Jota has been able to do his thing. We've kept 2 clean sheets. We've weathered the storm incredibly well, if I do say so myself, without easily 2 of our best players, the best player on the planet, you know, a very good midfielder, Sadio Mane, who's top 15 players on the planet, top 20 players on the planet. So very, very depleted, but we just figured it out. You know, we ended up playing Cade Gordon a couple games, who he looks really good. He looks like a youngster who has some promise. Curtis Jones is stepping up in a major way. Curtis Jones has to get some plaudits here because, you know, there was a big talk about him. He's good, he's talented, but he used to play like attacking wing. He was almost like a forward, like a creative player, sometimes wide player. And Jurgen's basically turned him into an 8 and said, hey, sit in the midfield to protect, but go forward. You know, I like Curtis Jones because he gets at a man. I like Curtis Jones because he absolutely will charge down a man. I also got to give some credit to Robbo and Trent, who have been reigning in assists during this period. Robbo had 2 last game. Oxlade-Chamberlain deserves a shout-out, too. 2 very important goals in games that he had to step up in. I like to see that. I don't know about his Liverpool future long-term going forward. I can't speculate to that. But I will say that Oxlade-Chamberlain stepped up in a big, big way. Virgil was Virgil. You know, he hasn't been 10 out of 10 like he was for 2 straight years with us. But, you know, he's slowly but surely rounding into the form which made him the best defender on the planet, you know, debate with somebody else. I think that Jurgen weathered this period really well. You know, I'll be honest, I was nervous. I'm like, man, how are we going to compete without those 2 gunmen up top? But we figured it out. And I think that that's the most important thing. Everybody's on international break right now. We're 2nd in the Premier League. Chelsea have multiple drop points. Arsenal are inconsistent. Tottenham are Tottenham. United are, they're just average, in my opinion. They have 2, they're like Chelsea, a bunch of misfit toys. None of the United players, I don't know what scheme they could fit into. And Ragnick probably doesn't either. You know, the fact that they thought he was going to come in and save them. And I'll admit, he came with a high football pedigree. But it's strange that you appoint someone as interim director only for them to go upstairs as technical director. It's a stopgap measure. And for me, now United are going to have to get another new manager in the summer. It just seems so much overhaul. I mean, we're lucky, you know, we're lucky to have a manager and a club structure who's consistent. It's not a fire sale every year like Chelsea or United or, you know, what seems to be happening at Tottenham and Arsenal. There's so much inconsistency and there's so much change. I'm just happy for Jurgen's ability to keep the squad together. Because that's one thing about Liverpool. Even when they're Shaqiri, for example, he didn't play all the time, but, you know, at the end of the day, he felt like he was a part of the squad. That's really hard to do, to get all these world-class professionals, and whether they're world-class in ability compared to the average person who can kick a football, they're absolutely out of your league, right? People watch sports on TV like, oh, man, he missed that three-point shot in the NBA, or he missed that tackle in the NFL. Let me tell you, average person, average, like, you know, middle American listener, you could do none of that. You would tear your hamstring within 3 minutes of that intensity, right? So they are so much better than you. But amongst the elite, there's the elite of the elite. And that's where Liverpool are pushing. That's where they're striving to. I think that this signing has a chance to help us power through the Champions League as well. And it's been the debate. People are like, hey, would you prefer the Champions League or the Premier League? Champions League is our thing, you know? It's just our thing. There's something about saying we're the champions of Europe. It's just such a beautiful title, and we're about that, you know? I'd love to see number seven walks in that door, and now we're talking about Jurgen Klopp. Is he the best Liverpool manager ever? You know, I mean, he's up there with Shankly and Paisley at that point, and now we're in rare air. But we have the League Cup final coming up. That's also what I wanted to talk to you all about. Let's go win it. You know, this is the first time in 5, 6, 7 years, I believe. I could be wrong there. But first time in a good amount of time that Liverpool are in a domestic cup final. Let's take advantage of it, because winning begets more winning. There was a time when Liverpool forgot how to win. Like Arsenal had forgotten how to win. Like Tottenham had forgotten how to win. Like United had forgotten how to win. And getting that little silverware in there, it reminds you you're a champion. And when you're tired and you're getting pressed and there's those moments, you rely on that experience to get you through it. You know, that's why winners continually win. That's why Tom Brady and the New England Patriots continually won. It was a culture of winning. And that's why bad teams, a la Everton, Tottenham, they're always in, you know, and this is Tottenham pre-Conte, they're always in a state of upheaval and confusion, and that continuity is never there, and that's so important to build a good football squad and to try and challenge for trophies, because that's what it's about. But Luis Diaz is coming, the winger from Porto, to wrap it up. I'm extremely excited because FSG are digging in their pockets. He was a summer signing, but sometimes when you're a big club, you got to flex, and this is a flex. This is shaking up everyone in the Premier League, and we did it at the last minute. We did it at the last minute. So now clubs are scrambling to get deals done, which, I mean, good luck, right? You know, if looking at people's acquisition teams or anything to go by, these clubs have terrible, terrible turnaround times. I mean, it took United 2 years to buy Sancho. Arsenal are linked with all types of people. They never get them. Tottenham just lost another one. City throw money at it. Chelsea throw money at it. But Chelsea have, what, 4 £50 million flops on their books right now? So I don't know how that model is sustainable. But then again, you know, there's no such thing as real financial fair play. Very excited. I think that this 40-50 million pound price is a good price. You know, I think that the summer might even have brought more interest. You know, so we don't have the most money, so we have to be tactful and smart with it. But I want to give you a quick wrap up there, headed into the international break. I'm excited. You know, City is City. We just have to keep plugging away. Shout out to Southampton. Hasenhüttl got a point off them. It's hard to compete with two world-class 11s, but we got to do it. You know, that's why I think people should appreciate Liverpool more. Without us, you know, the City juggernaut, Chelsea don't know how to spend money like City do anymore. But the City juggernaut would absolutely walk the league. And I'll be honest, at the beginning of the year, before their players started to, you know, fizzle out, I thought Chelsea was going to win the league. I said, you got, you know, 4 £50-60 million players. Then you got a £100 million striker you're bringing in. I thought that Chelsea were going to walk down the league. But, you know, we'll see. They still might recover. I think that this tells a little bit about Thomas Tuchel. I know these aren't your players and yada, 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 but you're a big-time manager. You have to get the best out of 60 million Havertz and 50 million Pulisic and 55 million Werner. You got to figure it out. That's what they pay you the big bucks for. It'll be interesting to see down the stretch how that goes. But definitely want to win this League Cup. I definitely want to kind of just continue on this good vein of form. Win your games. That's what you have to do. Don't worry about anything else. Win your games, and the rest will be added on to it. A team like City, you can't look at their point total and yours. Get the 3 points, Get the three points. You'll be okay. All right, I got to love you and leave you. Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. Happy international break. I'll see you in a bit. We'll keep chopping it up. Luis Diaz to Liverpool. Come on, Reds. You'll never walk alone. Take care. I'm out.